Let's pray. Father, we thank you for your word, Lord, for your word is forever settled in heaven, Lord. We praise and magnify you tonight. Lord, move by thy spirit tonight. Have your way, Lord. God, cleanse us through the washing of the water by the word. Let your divine will be done in this service tonight, the rest of the service. God, in Jesus' name we pray for the glory of God. Amen. Hallelujah. In the beginning, God created the heaven and the earth. See, God just spoke those things into existence. God is powerful. Now, the title of this message is Our Great God. Amen? So I want you all to help me tonight, because when I say something, and when I say our, you all say great God. All right? Can we do that tonight?
Amen.
Amen. Hallelujah. Now, God made two great lights, the sun and the moon. The sun, which was the greater light, and the moon, which is the lesser light. And they're still shining, aren't they? Because God made them. Now, God made the stars. He made the fish. He made the cattle. He made the trees. He made the birds and the beasts. Birds of the air and the beasts of the forest. Now, on the sixth day of God's creation, God made man. Genesis 2:7, God made man. Man is God's masterpiece. Man, see, God didn't just speak man into existence, although he could have. But God, it denotes pain taken. God, he formed man from the dust of the ground, dust of the earth. He formed him, took time, and formed man. Then he breathed the breath of life into his nostrils. And man became a living soul. Isn't that right? So man's God's masterpiece. God want us to serve him. God made us to serve him, to love him, to honor him, to do his will. Isn't that right? And we're living in perilous times. The Bible said, in the last day, perilous times shall come. For men shall be lovers of their own selves, covetous, boasters, proud, blasphemers, disobedient to parents, unthankful, unholy, truth breakers, without natural affection, having a form of godliness, but denying the power thereof. Now, we can see that today, can't we? They have a form of godliness. Now, you see many people, they have that form of godliness, but no power. It's just a sham. Hallelujah. But not to God's true people. God's true people have the power of God in their lives. We're living a life. We're living a holy life. We're following Jesus. And this is a daily thing. Isn't that right? Hallelujah. This is daily. It's not just, it's 7 days a week, not one day a week. You know, some people think they can live, do everything they want to do all through the week. And on Sunday, they think they can be hunky-dory with God, so to speak. They think they can go to church and do a little something there, and come out and do everything you want to do for the rest of the week. But that's not God. That's not of God. God never. And we have people doing that today. But God is calling for what? Holiness. Isn't that right? The Bible said, be ye holy, for I am holy. And the word of God say, follow peace with all men, and holiness without which no man shall see the Lord. Got to be holy. Got to be pure. That's what he's calling for. That's what he's looking for. Now, we're going to fast forward a little bit now. Hallelujah. All right, God made Adam and Eve, didn't he? First he made Adam. He made Adam. And he put Adam in the garden to dress it and to keep it. That's why Adam had a job. He didn't put him there just to sit around and, you know, and just sleep, did he? He put him in the garden to dress it and to keep it. And then God saw that Adam was alone. So God caused a deep sleep to come over Adam. And he took a rib out of his side and made a woman. Took it to Adam, and Adam said, this is bone of my bone, flesh of my flesh. She shall be called woman. Amen? So we have man and woman. We have husband and wife. Hallelujah. So God fixed everything right. And we're going to move on down through time. and Noah. Noah was a preacher of righteousness. Noah found grace in the eyes of God, the Bible said, which means Noah found favor with God. And Noah, God told Noah to build an ark. Told him it was going to rain. It never had rained in that day. God watered the earth. He had another way to water the earth, didn't he? To water everything. But he told Noah it was going to rain. So Noah believed God. And Noah got out there. It took him 120 years to build that ark. But while he was building that ark, he was preaching. He was preaching. Tell him it's going to rain. Come on in the ark. I said, what's that crazy man talking about? You know, a lot of them thought he was crazy. Thought he was a loony. But my God, he was obeying God. He believed God and he obeyed God. And they built that ark. 120 years they built that ark. And how many will say only 8 souls will say? Now the animals, God had the animals come in, didn't he? Certain animals come in, God had them come in. And only 8 souls were saved by water. Hallelujah. Because the people did not believe God. The people, they disobeyed God. They said, no, we're not. We don't believe that, man. But when it started raining, what happened? My. It started to rain. It rained 40 days and 40 nights. My. Rain just kept on falling. And they were hollering for a while, oh, Lord, please let us in. We made a mistake. We're so sorry. Please have mercy upon us. Too late. See, you know why? After the ark was completed, God shut the door. Noah couldn't open that door. He might have wanted to, you know. He might have been merciful and said, oh, I can't let all of them drown. He couldn't do nothing about it. Hallelujah. See, God is faithful. And God gave those people all that time to come in the ark to get saved. It's like he's giving people time today. He's giving people time today to repent of their sin and get right with him. Hallelujah. But God, see, God doesn't make people get saved. Isn't that right? He doesn't make them get saved. But he warned us. He give us chance after chance after chance, telling us to come on in the ark, come on and get saved. Jesus died a death that no other man could die. He died he died in our place. We should have been on the cross. We should have been the ones that was dying, but no, Jesus loved us so. For God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten Son, that whosoever believes in him should not perish, but have everlasting life. Isn't that right? And that still stand true. God's word haven't changed. God's word never will change. Hallelujah. Thank God. God is so good. And he's so faithful. And we move on down. We come to, I just talked about Noah, didn't I? Hallelujah. Bless the Lord, oh my soul. We're going to talk about Joseph. Joseph. God had him taken to Egypt, didn't he? For what? To save his people, didn't he? Hallelujah. See, Joseph suffered a lot of things. But like Pastor Venable said, he didn't get bitter. He waited on God. He trusted God. He trusted God. He believed God. And God blessed him and helped him and delivered him. And he was able to deliver his people. Now see, while Joseph was there, a king rose up that didn't know Joseph. And he saw all of the Israelites, how they were multiplying. They said, well, look, we can't let this happen. I mean, my. If something happened and we have trouble, they'll be against us. So he tried to kill out the babies, you know. But God fixed that. God took care of that. Amen. Hallelujah. And then Moses came on the scene. Moses. He was a prophet. The Bible said, a prophet shall the Lord your God raise up of your brethren like unto me. Him shall ye hear. Shall come to pass that all that hear that prophet shall be cut off or destroyed from among the people. Moses was a prophet indeed. And God sent him. God sent him to deliver his people. But you know, Moses was raised up in Pharaoh's house, wasn't he? See how God is faithful, saints. I'm talking about the greatness of God tonight. God is great. When Moses was born, his mother put him in a little basket, didn't it? Right? And put him in the Nile River. Those alligators and crocodiles, no doubt, in there. But he put Moses out there in the little basket, and his sister Miriam was watching him. But God was watching him. God protected him. God delivered him. See, God is faithful. What the Bible said, what God purposed will stand. Whatsoever he thought shall come to pass. So when God say a thing, you might as well just say amen. Isn't that right? Say amen. Because God, who cannot lie. And he was out there in the Nile River. And God sent Pharaoh's daughter. See, God have all power, saints. Let's realize that our God is what? A great God. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. My God, he's so good. He's so good. You know, sometimes I just have to say, thank you, Jesus. I do. It just come on me. How many of you know I'm talking about? So, Lord, I really thank you, Lord. Because I just feel his love and his mercy and his compassion. How many of you know I'm talking about? Amen. I feel it sometimes. I just have to just thank the Lord for being so good and merciful. God is a merciful God. Hallelujah. And he wants us to be the same way, doesn't he? Jesus said, blessed are the merciful, for they shall obtain mercy. And he tells us to love one another as he have loved us. By this shall all men know that ye are my disciples, if ye have love one to the other. You got to have that love to be a true child of God. And hallelujah. If you got that love, it will show. You can't hide it. That's something you can't hide. Can you hide God's love? Can you hide God's love? You can't hide it, can you? It shows, it comes out, it bubbles out. Hallelujah. Jesus being a perfect example. He had compassion upon the people because of his great love. Amen? He did. He really did. Thank you, Jesus. Somebody said, thank the Lord.
Thank you, Lord.
Hallelujah. After Moses, Joshua. Joshua was the leader. And we're going to read some scripture here. Joshua was the leader, and Joshua sent two spies to spy out Cana. Two spies. Let's look at Joshua. Joshua chapter 2. Joshua chapter 2, let me start reading at verse 1. Now, Joshua sent those two men to spy out the land of Cana. And let's read, we're going to read the whole chapter. Remember, we're going to do some reading tonight. The whole chapter of Joshua chapter, it's not a lot of verses there, but let's just take our time tonight. We're not going to get in no hurry, but we're going to do our best to do the will of God. Is that all right? How many of y'all want God's will done tonight? That's the main thing, is to do God's will. Amen. If God's will get done, it'll please him. Hallelujah. That's what we want to do. We want to please the Lord tonight. Joshua chapter 2, verses, start at verse 1. We're going to read the whole chapter. Just take your time.
And Joshua, the son of Nun, sent out a two men to spy secretly, saying, God, Joshua the son of Nun sent out a ship.
Somebody help him with that word.
That's what it is. Right.
All right, come on.
Two men to spy secretly, saying, go through the land, even Jericho.
Mm-hmm.
And they went and came into a harlot house named Rahab.
Amen. They went into the harlot house named Rahab. These two spies. All right, read.
And lounged.
Hold it. All right. Somebody told the king. Now, there came two men in here from Israel to search out the country. We saw them. We know they're here. What you going to do about it? Read.
And the king of Jericho said unto Rahab, saying, bring forth the men that are coming to thee.
Now, he said to Rahab, said, we know it's two men up there. Send them out. Bring them out.
Which are enemies to thy house.
Uh-huh. Read. All right.
And the woman took the two men and hid them.
Now, he took the two men up on the roof and hid them. Amen? She hid them. Read.
And said thus, there came men unto me, but I wished not which they were.
Some men came, but I don't know where they are now. Read. Mm-hmm. But she wasn't telling the truth. But she told the king to read.
Whether the men went, I walked
they out. Went out. By the time to shut the gate, they went out. I don't know where they went. All right.
Pursue after them quickly. Then you shall overtake them.
So you'll overtake them. That's what she told them. Read.
When she had brought them up to the roof of the house.
Uh-huh.
And hid them.
Yes. Hallelujah. This was a smart woman. See what she did here. Read on.
But she had laid an order upon the roof.
Mm-hmm.
And the men pursued after them the way of Jordan unto the ford. And as soon as they which pursued after them and gone out, they shut the gate.
Uh-huh. Read.
And before they laid down, she came up unto them.
Rahab came up to the men upon the roof. All right. She said unto the men,
I know that the Lord has given you the land.
I want y'all to listen to this now. I know the Lord has given you the land. Listen to this lady now. She didn't know God, but she had heard about it.
And that your terror is falling.
I know God has given you the land, and your terror is falling upon us. See, they had heard about this true God. God is what?
Great.
Our God is a great God, isn't it? Yeah. Amen. Yeah. Hallelujah. And that heard about way over there. Breathe.
And that all the inhabitants of the land faint because of you.
All the inhabitants, all everybody in our land faint because of you, because of your God. Because we have heard what your God has been doing, and we're afraid. All right.
We have heard how the Lord dried up the waters of the Red Sea.
Stop right there. We heard how the Lord, see, they heard about that. Way over there. I don't know how far they was, but they was a pretty good ways away. But we heard how he dried up the waters of the Red Sea. Hallelujah. When the children of Israel were standing at the Red Sea, Moses, God told Moses, stretch forth your rod. And stretch forth that rod, and the waters, God parted the waters. Waters stood up. Isn't that right? And he, well, this side and this side. And they went through on dry land. Did y'all hear that? Dry land. So our God is. They went through on dry land. All that mud and stuff down in there should have been, but God dried it up. We're talking about a true God. We're talking about a God with all power over heaven and earth in his hand. Hallelujah. Our God is what? He's a great God. He dried up the water of the Red Sea. His children went across on dry land. And as Pharaoh and his army pursued after them, what did God do? Close it up on them. Drowned it the enemies. God is faithful. Our God is what? He's a great God. And they had heard about it over there. And Rahab said, we've heard about your God. How about the Red Sea? Read.
When you came out of Egypt.
Mm-hmm. They knew all about it. Uh-huh.
That were on the other side of Jordan.
Amen. Now read. I want us to get to what she said to them. Read. She made a...
Sign and oath.
Oh, yeah. Uh-huh.
Whom ye utterly destroyed.
All right.
And as soon as we had heard these things, our heart did melt.
Our hearts melted. So, we know that you're coming. We know you're coming into Jericho to take us. We know that, but she made a bargain with them. Read.
Neither did every man have no courage in any man.
No man here have no courage. They know you're coming, but they don't know when, but they know you're going to come and take over this land. Read.
Because of you.
Uh-huh.
For the Lord your God, he is God in heaven above
mm-hmm.
and earth beneath.
Isn't that right? He is. He's God in heaven above. There's only one true God. Isn't that right?
Amen.
The Bible, God said, I stretch forth the heavens alone. And I spread it across the earth. God did this, didn't he? He stretched it forth and spread it across the earth by himself, he said. Amen. Hallelujah. God is so good. He's so faithful. He's so able. So, amen. You got in the rivers you can't cross tonight? You got in the mountains? You got any mountains that seem to be, that you can't seem to climb? Have you got in it tonight? Have you got in it tonight? Our God is what? Do you believe he's going to take care of it for you?
Yes.
Do you believe he's going to take care of it for you?
Yes.
Well, let him hear you say, do you believe he's going to take care of it for you?
Yes.
Why?
He's a great God.
Amen. You're talking back now. Hallelujah. 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 Glory be to God. Glory to book. Now go on, brother. Read.
Now therefore I pray you swear unto me by the Lord.
Now she making a bargain with him. I want you to swear unto me by the Lord, yes.
Since I have shown you kindness.
Now I've showed you kindness, I want you to do something for me. Read.
That you will also show kindness unto my father.
I want you to show kindness. When you come to take the land, I want you to show kindness unto my father's house.
And give me a true token.
I want you to give me a true token. That you're going to do this. Mm-hmm. All right.
And that you will save alive my father, mm-hmm. and my mother, and my brother, and my sister.
Yes. Oh, my whole household. Yes. All right. Read on.
And deliver our lives.
From death. Yeah. All right.
And the men answered, our lives for yours.
Our lives for yours. Now listen, we're making a bargain with you. Now if you keep your mouth shut, we'll save everything. In other words, but... You understand what I'm saying? They made a bargain with her. Read. They told her what to do.
If he ordered not,
this our business. Amen. Us the land, yes. That we're going to save your father, mother, and all this. Yes, I'll read.
That we would deal kindly and truly with you.
Uh-huh. But what they tell her to do?
Then she let them down by a cord through the window.
She let them down by a cord through the window?
For her house was upon the town.
Wall. Yes.
And she dwelt upon the wall.
Hallelujah. Yes. And what did they tell her to do?
She said unto them, get ye to the mountain.
Mm-hmm.
Lest a pursuer meet you and hide yourself there 3 days.
Hallelujah.
Pursuer be returned.
Mm-hmm.
And afterwards may ye go.
You may go your way. Uh-huh. All right.
And the man said unto her, we will be blameless of this thy oath which thou hast made.
Mm-hmm. All right. So, but they told her, when they come into the land, bind this line of scarlet thread in the window. Had a scarlet thread. Bind it. When we come into the land, bind this line of scarlet thread in the window, and we're going to save. But now you got to have everybody in your father's house. You can't have them all over town. They got to be in your father's house. Have everybody there in your father's house, and we will save everybody in your father's house. And they did. When they went to Jericho, they saved Rahab and her father's house because she was faithful. Hallelujah. She had sense, didn't she? You heard about this great God, and she didn't want it to be lost and destroyed. So she trusted God, and God brought her out and her family out. All right. Hallelujah. Let's look at, glory be to God. Let's look at 1 Kings chapter 18. No, I mean, yeah, 18. Now, what I'm talking about here, now, Elijah, he was really a prophet. Y'all know that? Well, somebody else get James, while you get King, somebody get James chapter 5 and read verses 17 and 18. Talking about the prophet Elijah. First Kings 18, verses 21. First Kings 18, beginning at verse 21. But I want to get James first. James 5, verse 17 and 18. Who got that? Listen to what it said about Elijah, the prophet. The prophet is a seer or a spokesman for God. It's one that foresee and foretell coming events. All right, who's got James? I'm not about to holler at once. Who's got James? So, Somebody say, I got it. Come on. Who got James? All right, Brother Doug, come on.
Elias was a man subject to like passions as we are.
Mm-hmm.
And he prayed earnestly that it might not rain.
Mm-hmm.
It rained not on the earth by the space of 3 years and 6 months.
Mm-hmm.
And he prayed again, and the heaven gave rain, and the earth brought forth fruit.
Amen. He was a man like we are, but he prayed. And God closed up to heaven for 3 years and 6 months. And then he prayed again, you know, after that period of time, and God sent rain on the earth. All right. Now, the prophet Elijah, he was the real prophet. And what I want to get out of this here, is when they were halted between two opinions. And you got verse 21, 18, verse 21. We're going to read some of this anyway. Chapter 18, verse 21. What did Elijah say to these false prophets? A bunch of false prophets he was dealing with here.
And now behold, let it not rain in now, my Lord the King.
Wait a minute, are you 18, 21?
Is it verse 18?
No, chapter 18, verse 21.
Oh, chapter 18.
Ma'am? 1821. No, ma'am. First Kings. Talking about Elijah. That he read James. Who got it? You got 21? 1821?
And he answered, I have not troubled Israel.
Ahab said to Elijah, said he had troubled Israel. He said, I haven't troubled Israel. It's you and your father's house. Because you departed from the commandments of God. That's why, hallelujah, Israel is troubled, because you've turned away from God. And so what Elijah did, I want you to get for it where he read for he told them to they built an altar, and he told them to call on their God. See, in other words, the God that answered by fire, let him be God. Put a sacrifice on the altar. And the God that answered by fire, let him be God. I don't know what verse it is. Look at it.
And call upon me on the name of your God, and I will call on the name of the Lord. And the God that answered by fire, let him
be God. The God that answered by fire, let him be God. And so these false prophets, they got up and they called on, oh, Baal, hear us. They cried out to their God, hear us, hear us. And they got up. And they got up on there and started cutting themselves, and blood squirted out and all of this. But Elijah, I want you to get what Elijah did. And Elijah
said unto the prophet Baal, choose you one bull for yourself and dress it first.
Mm-hmm.
For ye are many, and call on the name of your God.
All right, stop right there. Now, and they did this. They called on the name of their God, but I want you to get for Elijah. After they did all of their stuff and did nothing happen, Elijah told him to repair how he repaired the altar and poured the water around. I want you to read that part. You see it? All right, read it. Read that.
And Elijah said unto all the people,
mm-hmm.
Come near unto me.
Come near unto me. This is the prophet talking to him. Come up close. Read.
And all the people came near unto him.
Uh-huh. He repaired the altar of the Lord and what? I couldn't hear what you say. Repaired the altar of the Lord and what?
And he repaired the altar of the Lord that was broken.
All right. Read.
And Elijah took 12 stones according to the number of the tribe of the son of Jacob.
Listen to this. He took 12 stones, all right. Read.
To whom the word of the Lord came, saying, Israel shall be thy name.
Hallelujah. Yeah, Jacob. Read. He built an altar in the name of the Lord. He wasn't a jackleg. He was a real prophet. Amen. He built an altar in the name of the Lord. And what happened there, brother?
And he made a trench about the altar.
He built an altar. He made a trench.
As red as wood contained 2 measures of cedar.
Mm-hmm.
And he put the wood in order and cut the bullock in pieces.
My. He put the wood in order and cut the bullock in pieces. Mm-hmm. Listen to this now. He gonna make sure he gonna wet this wood. It's gonna have to be a real God can do this. Dug a trench, put all of, and he said, bring 4 barrels of water and pour on it. I'll read. What else?
He said, do it the second time.
It's 8 barrels.
They did it the second time.
And what else?
And he said, do it the third time.
12 barrels of water. Now, he made sure this was soaking wet.
Wow.
Right? Boy, it had to be somebody that's got some power to burn this thing up, isn't it? It had to be somebody that it couldn't be no little false god. Couldn't be no out of God. It had to be somebody that had power. And Elijah, after he did all this, Elijah prayed. Let's read Elijah's prayer. He prayed after he did all of this. He prayed. Hallelujah. Somebody help him find that verse. All right. Uh-huh. Now listen, he's praying to God. Elijah knew God. He knew God. And he said, what did he say to God? He didn't pray a real long prayer. But he prayed a prayer, a sincere prayer. He knew God would answer his prayer. Because he said, the God that answered by fire, let him be God. If you can't, and them false prophets, they could not. Can't no out of God do nothing. Isn't that right? Out of God got hands and he can't move them. Eyes and he can't see. He's nothing. But our God is all in all, isn't it? He's faithful and true. Read it, my brother. What did it say? Keep your finger there. Come on.
And of Israel, let it be known this day that our God is Israel, and that I am the servant, thy servant, and that I have.
He's talking to God. Yes.
Uh-huh.
Yes.
Hear me, O Lord.
Hear me. Thank God.
That these people may know. Uh-huh.
Praise God, yes. What happened now? What happened? Wait a minute, let's listen to this. After he prayed this simple prayer, what happened?
Then the fire of the Lord fell.
Hold on a minute, slow down a minute. The fire of the Lord fell after he prayed this simple prayer. This man believed God. This man knew God. This man knew that God would answer the prayer. Isn't that right? He put himself out on the limb, didn't he? You said, hallelujah. He put himself out on the limb because he knew God would come through for him. Hallelujah. Glory to God. He'll come through. He came through for him. Hallelujah. And what happened? The fire failed. And what did it do? Licked up the water. Did all of this now. My. Read it again, dear. Let's take it slow. What did it say? Read it slow.
And the wood and the stone.
Slow down now. The wood and the stone and the dust. What?
And licked up the water.
That was in the trench. What did all this? That fire, right? God's fire. My God. Whoa, he had it soaking wet, but he knew God was faithful. He knew God was true. He knew God could do this. Thank God, because there's nothing too hard for our God. Hallelujah. That's right. There's nothing too hard for our God. God wants us to believe him. As Pastor Ben was telling us this morning, God wants us to believe him. Isn't that right? God wants us to stand for truth, live holy and pure, and believe him. Believe him. Do what he said. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. So they, and see, you know what? Now back there, they killed. So Elijah took them false prophets down to the brook and killed them. Is that what it said? Yeah. Killed. All right. That's enough of that. Now, let's look at a couple of things. And that was Elijah. We're going to look at a couple of things that Elisha, his protege, Elisha did. All right, let's look at 2 Kings chapter 5. verse 1 through 16. Let's read this. We got time now. I mean, I can't see the clock up there. What time? Not with these glasses, I can't see the clock. What time is left there? Huh? All right. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Look, here's another man. This, see, after Elijah went off the scene, but see, Elisha followed Elijah everywhere he went. Amen. Isn't that right? Amen. And he asked for a double portion of his spirit. He wanted his mantle, didn't he? He said, well, if you see me when I go, you get it. So you better believe he stuck to him like glue. And so when that fiery chariot came down and took Elijah up, Elisha was right there. And he went up and his mantle fell back, didn't it? It fell back to him. Thank God. And when that mantle fell back to him, Elisha took that mantle and he went over to the river of Jordan, smote the waters, and the waters departed thither. Isn't that right? God opened up the waters for him. He had power. It said Elijah worked 7 miracles and Elisha worked 14, it says. Hallelujah. They were men that believed God. So let's look at Elisha here, a couple of things that Elisha did. And then I'm not going to be much longer, but let's read this here, what Elisha did. 2 Kings chapter 5, verses 1 through 16. Let's read this, all right?
Chapter 5?
Uh-huh. This is about, huh? Yeah, verse 1. This is about Naaman, right? All right, let's read. No, 5, verse 1 through 16. But let's go. Come on. Let's get it. Come on. Hallelujah. God is faithful, saints. God is so faithful. You know, God, I thank God for his mercy. Boy, I thank God for his mercy. I really do. I've seen the mercies of God. I'm sorry, my brother. I've really seen the mercies of God. I mean, my God, he's so merciful and kind. He's so merciful and kind. Hallelujah. I love the Lord tonight. All right, what does it say, my brother?
Now,
Naaman.
Captain of the host of the king of Syria.
Uh-huh.
Was a great man to Damascus.
Yes.
And honorable. Because by him the Lord had given deliverance unto Syria.
Uh-huh. He had leprosy. He was a mighty man, but he had leprosy. He was a leper. All right, read.
And the Syrian had gone out by company and had brought away captives out of the land of Israel.
Mm-hmm.
A little maid, and she waited on Naaman.
Hallelujah. Yes. Read.
And she said unto
her mistress.
With God, my Lord, wherewith?
Word to God, yeah.
Wherewith the prophet?
Mm-hmm. You tell him that, say, this little girl told us that now, if he could get to this prophet, he'd get recovered, he'd get healed. That's what she told him. See, she was a little girl, but she had faith. That's when you start your children out. Isn't that right? We have to start our children out teaching them about the Lord, teaching them faith, teaching them love, teaching them compassion, teaching them mercy. God expects us to do this, doesn't he? Train up a child in the way that it should go. When he get older, will not depart. Train him up. God expecting his parents, the parents to do that. Hallelujah. All right, what does it say here?
And one went in and told his Lord, saying,
uh-huh.
Thus and thus said the maid that is of the land of Israel.
Yeah.
And the king of Syria said, go, and I will send a letter unto the king of Israel. And he departed.
My. Now he was going to. He didn't say to go to the king, but he went to the king. He went to the king, and took all this stuff. Read.
And 6,000 pieces of gold.
My. He would want to pay for it. He wanted to pay for the healing, didn't he? But he took it to the wrong person.
Amen.
Isn't that right? Read.
And 10 chains of ring.
My. All right.
And he brought the letter to the king of Israel.
Brought the letter to the king of Israel, saying. Mm-hmm. Isn't this something? What's the king say?
And it came to pass when the king of Israel had read the letter
tore his clothes.
Am I God?
I can't do nothing here.
To kill and to make alive.
I can't do nothing. All right, read.
That this man goes, send him to me to recover a man of his leprosy.
He didn't send him to him, but he went to the wrong part. Read.
Wherefore consider, I pray you, and see how he sealed his secret before against me.
My. All right, read.
And it was so when Elisha, the man of God, had heard.
Mm-hmm. Yes, why don't you rent your clothes? Read. Read on.
Let him come now to me, and he shall know that there is a prophet in Israel.
Amen. Let him send him to me, and he'll know it's a prophet in Israel to read.
So now came with his horses and his chariot.
Mm-hmm.
And stood at the door of the house of Elisha.
Uh-huh.
And Elisha sent a messenger.
Now see, Elisha didn't even go out.
Mm-hmm.
So he didn't even go out and talk to him. But he just told him, he sent a message what to do. That's all he had to do. See? But Naaman was aristocratic? What would you call him? What would I call him, brother? he was a captain of what you say?
Uppity.
Oh, there you go. That's what I want. That's exactly what I did. He was uppity. Too uppity. But he had to come down here. Hallelujah! Glory! Oh, hallelujah. God is so good. Oh, he's good. All right, tell what happened here.
And Elisha sent a messenger unto him saying, go and wash in Jordan 7 times, and thy flesh shall come again to thee.
That's something simple now. It's a simple thing he told him to do. But now he sent him to some water that wasn't clean, dirty water. Hallelujah! But in order for him to get his healing, he had to go there, didn't he?
Amen.
Amen. Read on. Let's get the rest of this.
Naaman,
yeah.
And went away.
He was angry and went away, yeah. In wrath.
He said, behold, I thou, he will surely come out to me.
I thought he would come out to me and do what?
And call on the name of the Lord.
Uh-huh.
God,
yeah.
And strike his hand over the place. And cover the leper.
All right, read.
Are not Ahanai and Pharpar, river of Damascus, better than all the waters of Israel?
My. Yeah.
May I not wash in them and be clean?
See, he wanted to do it his way. He couldn't do it his way. All right, read. They do it God's way.
So he turned and went away and was enraged.
Mm-hmm.
And his servant came near and spake unto him and said, my father, if the prophet had
yeah.
How much rather than when he said to be washing his hands, then he went down and dipped himself 7 times.
Yes.
In Jordan, according to the standard of the man of God.
Hallelujah.
And his flesh came again like into the flesh of a little child.
You hear that? You hear that? See what God did? God did this. Our God is
a great God.
Amen. He's a great God, isn't it? Hallelujah. And then Naaman went back and tried to give him a lot of gifts. He wouldn't take nothing. Prophet didn't take a thing. All right, now we're going to move on. 2 Kings chapter 6, verses 1 through 7. Yeah, it was cutting the tree. Yeah, uh-huh.
The axe head fell into the water. And he cried and said, alas, master, it was borrowed.
This axe was borrowed. What did it fall?
And he showed him the place. And he cut down
a stick. Took a stick, cut a stick.
And the iron did swim. And therefore said he take it up to me. And he put out his hand and took it.
The iron swimming on water because our God
great. Is
a great God. God can do all things, saint. All right, now we're going to look a little bit in the New Testament, and we'll be finished here. Let's look at Jesus here. Let's look at Luke chapter 4, verses 16 through 30. Let's get this, please. And the others, I can cut them short, but I want to really get this one. See, when you speak the truth, the devil's against it. How many of y'all know that?
Amen.
All that live God in Christ Jesus shall suffer persecution. Luke 4, verses 16 through 30. Listen to this. What does it say?
And he came to Nazareth, where he had been brought up.
Mm-hmm. This is where he was brought up,
And as his custom was, he went into the synagogue on the seventh day and stood up.
He went in the synagogue and stood up to read. Jesus, this is Jesus, stood up to read. All right, read.
There was delivered unto him the book of the prophet
Isaiah.
And when he had opened the book, he found the place where it was written, the Spirit of the Lord is upon me, and he has anointed me to preach the gospel to the poor. He has sent me to heal the brokenhearted.
Mm-hmm. And after he read this, all the eyes in the synagogue was fastened upon him. And what happened? Read.
And he began to say unto them, this day is this scripture fulfilled in your ears.
Mm-hmm.
And all bear him witness and wonder at the glorious word which proceeded out of his mouth.
Yes, thank God.
He said, is not this Joseph, son?
Mm-hmm.
And he said unto them, you will surely say unto me this proverb.
Heal thyself. Hallelujah.
Whatsoever we have heard done in the brain, do also here.
Do it here, yes.
And he said, verily I say unto you, no prophet is accepted in his own country. But I tell you the truth, many women were in Israel, widows were in Israel in the days of Elijah.
Mm-hmm. Hallelujah.
Syria.
Yeah. Amen. See, Jesus went back to the scripture. You see what Jesus did? Read.
And all they in the synagogue, and they heard these things filled with wrath.
Filled with wrath. Now, see, that's what I want us to look at. After Jesus said these things, what happened now? All in the synagogue did what?
And rose up.
They rose up.
And thirst.
Thrust him. They thrust him
out of the city,
right? And took him to the brow of the hill. See, the city was built on a hill. And they were going to throw him down head first. That's what they was intended to do. But what did Jesus do? Read what Jesus did.
He passed through the midst
of them and went his way, didn't he? Amen. That's the power of God. Amen. That is the power of God. Why? Because our God is great. Isn't that right? Now I got two more, and then I'm going to let you go. We're going to pray, and we're going to go home. Two more. I got two more. My. Two more. Just two more. Somebody say amen. Oh, glory. Hallelujah. All right. Let's look at this is where Peter was delivered from prison. He was delivered from prison. We're looking at Acts 12, verses 1 through 17. Now, I told y'all we're going to do quite a bit of reading. Now, didn't I say that? Now, I told y'all before we got started. Didn't I tell you? So I was honest, you know. There's two more than we... Hallelujah. But this is the word of God, isn't it? It's God's word. Hallelujah. It's Acts 12, verses 1 through 17.
And he killed James,
the brother of John,
with the sword.
Yeah, read.
And because he saw it, being a Jew, he proceeded further to take Peter also. Then was the day of unleavened bread.
Read on.
When he had apprehended him, he put him in prison.
He apprehended Peter and put him in prison, all right. See, he done make sure that he couldn't get away. Put him, all those soldiers upon him, around him, to protect him, keep him from getting away. Read.
Intending after Easter to bring him forth to the people.
See, Easter was a feast day, and after Easter, he was intending to bring Peter forth to the people. Read.
Peter therefore was kept in prison.
Uh-huh.
But prayer was made without ceasing.
Wait a minute now. He was kept in prison, but what? But prayer was made without ceasing. But prayer was made without ceasing. See, there's the answer. Prayer was made without ceasing. Peter was in prison, but prayer was made without ceasing. And what happened?
Of the church unto God.
Church was praying, yes.
And when Herod would have brought him forth, the same night Peter was sleeping.
Amen. Herod was going to bring him forth that next morning. The same night Peter was sleeping. Peter was sleeping, but what? Between two soldiers, and what happened?
Bound with two chains.
Let's get it, all of this, yeah. He was sitting between two soldiers, bound with two chains. They had him to hold him fast. They said, he's not going to get away from us. Only way he can get out of these chains, we're not going to let him out. That's what they thought. See, God is faithful. Our God is what?
A great God.
Our God is what?
A great God.
Our God is what?
A great God.
Man, he is a great God, isn't he? Yes. Intend to bring him forward. What happened here now? Read. The keeper four doors kept the prison. They everything was all secure here, but what happened?
And behold, the angel of the Lord.
And
a light shined in the prison.
Hallelujah. Angel of the Lord went in there, and a light shined in the prison, and what happened?
And he smote Peter on the side.
Hit him on the side, and what?
And raised him up.
He hit him on the side, and he raised Peter up.
Saying, arise up quickly.
Get up quickly. Say that. Wait a minute. Let's get this good here. Can we get this good? He went in there. Peter was sleeping. Might have been snowing. But he was sleeping anyway. Angel went in there, smote him on the side, raised him up, and his chains fell off. My Lord. He had a chain on, but they fell off. This is the power of God, saints. It's got to be. This is God's power. Hallelujah. Because what? Our God is great. Amen. Our God's a great God. Yeah. Amen. All right, read on, my brother.
Angel
began to talk to him. Angel said unto him,
"Gird thyself.
Put your clothes on.
And bind on thy
and put your sandals on.
And
so follow me."
Did.
So he did.
And he said unto him,
Cast
thy garment upon thee.
Cast thy garment upon thee and follow me. Follow me, Peter. Just follow me. And what happened?
And he went out.
Huh?
And he went out and followed him.
Uh-huh.
And wist not that it was true. Now,
how do y'all think he went out? How do you think an angel went out? Think he walked through a wall? We don't know, do we? We don't know. But he got out of there, didn't he? I don't think he opened no doors. I don't think the angels could just, you know, they could walk through walls, can't they? You better believe. Now, if he walked through a wall, he opened the big enough for Peter to walk behind it, wasn't it? But Peter was following him. And why did he take Peter? Read.
But though he saw a vision.
He thought he saw a vision.
And came unto the iron gate.
Yeah. And what happened to the iron gate? Of itself. Hallelujah. Thank God. See, when God get on the move, saints of God, things happen.
Amen.
Isn't that right? Things happen when God get on the move. And God was on the move here. When they got to this gate, it just opened up for them. They didn't have to go there. The angel didn't have to go say, where's the key? I need a key. No way. No way, Jose. Hallelujah. Went right on through there. Gate was open. Gate opened for, and they went on to read.
And they went out.
Mm-hmm.
After
he got so far, the angel departed, and what happened? Where was he?
And when Peter was come to himself, he said, now I know for sure that the Lord has sent his angel.
Yes.
And has delivered me out of the hand of Herod.
Amen. Amen. And we know what happened. You know, he went and knocked on the door, you know, and right? And Rhoda came, but they finally let him in because they said, well, it's this angel. You know, they didn't believe, but God, you know, delivered him. All right, one more, and then I'm going to let this be all. Acts 16, verses 13 to 31. I hope nobody's upset because we're reading so many scriptures tonight. I hope not, anyway. I mean. What you say, Dougie? You didn't say that, did you?
I'm so, all right.
so we put the word on it, didn't we? Hallelujah. All right, let's go. Acts 16, verses 13 to 31. This is the last one. Divination. Yeah. It's Apostle Paul and Silas now. All right. Read. Now, this lady, she was a soothsayer, and she brought her masters much gain. She was making, they were making a lot of money off of her. All right. Read.
The same followed Paul and us and Christ, saying, these men are the servants of the Most High God.
She was following Paul and them as they went. So these men are the servants of the Most High God. Read. Now, she was telling the truth, wasn't she? She was telling, amen. She was telling the truth, but, you know, she was doing that. It was, she vexed them. She vexed them doing this, you know. See, the devil's a liar.
Amen.
Isn't that right?
Amen.
But see, God is above all, and he's faithful. All right, these men, read on, brother. For many days. He did this many days, yeah.
For Paul being grieved.
Paul got grieved about it. He turned and did what?
Said to the Spirit,
mm-hmm.
Command thee in the name of Jesus Christ to come out of her.
Amen.
He came out.
Amen. See, Paul knew it was the Spirit. He knew it wasn't of God for him to be doing this. So he got upset with it, you know. Here they was preaching and teaching, and she keep coming, just keep saying this. These men are great. Which they were. But it wasn't of God for her to do that. She had a spirit of divination. All right, so Paul turned and said what? What did he turn and say? I command you. What did he say? Somebody help him there.
Oh, right. I command thee in the name of Jesus Christ to come out.
And,
he came out the same hour.
He came out. All right, read on. Read. They saw that they weren't going to make no more money off of her. Free. Free.
They called Paul.
Uh-huh.
And
man, they were mad. You know, they got angry. Cut their money off. Said, look, we getting all this money, and look, these men, we got to do something about them. All right, read.
They called Paul and Silas.
Uh-huh, took them to the rulers.
Magistrates,
yeah, but I'm to the magistrate saying,
these men being Jews who exceedingly trouble our city,
mm-hmm,
and teach customs which are not lawful for us to receive,
yeah,
men to observe.
Hallelujah.
Being Romans.
Uh-huh.
And the multitude rose together against him.
Mm-hmm.
And the magistrates rent off their clothes. Good. And commanded to beat them.
Mm-hmm.
And they had laid many stripes upon
them. See, they whipped them. They whipped, pulled the clothes out and whipped them. See, for telling the truth, for speaking in the name of Jesus. And, you know, all the live God in Christ Jesus has suffered persecution. Over here, now, it's not happening to us over here, but in some places, overseas now, it's happening. Isn't that right? People are getting, they're being tortured for telling the truth and for living right. So if they can live over there and live for Christ, what about you and me? We should be able to really live for the Lord, genuinely, and be real witnesses for him. God wants us to be witnesses for him. Saints, let's obey God. Let's get stirred up for God. And fired up for the Lord. We need to, saints. Because I want to be. I really want to. Amen. Read on, my brother. Let's finish it up.
They kept them into prison.
They called them. They whipped them first and put them in prison. All right?
Charged them to keep them safe.
Don't let them get out of here. Read.
Who having received such a charge.
Uh-huh.
Thrust them into the inner prison.
Put them into the inner prison.
Put
their feet in stocks. Have y'all ever seen stocks? Y'all know what stocks are? So they tried to hold them fast. And only the Lord could get them out of that, you know. I read.
And at midnight,
Paul and Silas did what?
Prayed.
They prayed.
Sang praises unto God. And the prisoners heard them.
Oh, man, they singing. Oh.
And
what happened there? There was a great earthquake. God caused an earthquake. An earthquake. And what happened?
Oh, my.
What a mighty God we serve. Because our God is what?
A great God.
God shook the foundation of the prison with an earthquake. And what happened, brother?
And immediately all the doors were open.
Say what now?
All the doors were open.
Those were locked first, weren't they? Meanwhile, all the doors were open. God opened all the doors. Because what? Our God is a great God. And opened the door. All the doors were open. Read.
And everyone's band
was loose. My. Not only the doors open, but everybody had bands. They loosed. They were loosed. Nobody was banded at all. The bands was loosed. And read. The keeper of prison woke up. He was asleep. See, he was asleep. All this going on, and he woke up. And what happened?
He saw the prison doors open.
Uh-huh.
And would have killed himself.
You know why? Because he knew. He knew if those folks was gone, he was dead meat.
Amen.
Isn't that right? He knew they were gonna kill him. Mm-hmm. So he said, "I just ended myself. I'm not gonna do it." But what happened?
Supposing that the prison.
Uh-huh. Read.
Paul cried
with a loud voice.
Don't
hurt yourself.
We're all here.
Nobody going nowhere. We're all here. Hallelujah. Read. Amen. Hallelujah. That's good. Amen. But God delivered them, didn't he?
Amen.
God delivered them. God is faithful. They got saved. The prisoner, God got saved. And him and his family got saved.
Yes.
Amen. But God knows what to do, doesn't he?
Yes.
And he knows how to do it. Why? Because our God.
Great God.
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 Amen.
Great God.
Hallelujah.
Let's pray. God is a great God. He haven't changed. Hallelujah. He haven't changed. All right, let's stand to our feet, and we're going to pray, and we're going to go home.
God is so good. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Thank God. So let's pray. Father, we thank you tonight, Lord, for this gathering together. We came in your name to do your will, Lord. We've tried to please you, Master. God, just have your way in us, Lord. Stir our hearts and our minds. Move by your spirit, Lord. God save souls. Give us souls, Lord. Bring them in, Lord. God, move and go out into this neighborhood, Lord, and bring them in, Lord. As people pass by, Lord God, heal them. Convict their hearts. Convict them, God, and bring them in. Save them, God. We claim souls, Father. And help us to witness daily, Lord God, for you, Lord. Letting our light shine, Lord God, before men, doing your will. Being obedient to your voice, Lord. Stir us up to do your will and continue in the faith, Lord God. Bless, deliver, meet the needs of your people, Lord God. Encourage us, Lord God, to walk up right before thee. Bless Pastor Venable and Sister Venable, Lord. Strengthen them, Lord. Encourage their hearts, Lord. Meet their needs, Lord God. Oh, completely heal them. Completely heal. Pastor Venable, Lord God. Oh, Rabba, Siti Kito. Thank you for sparing his life, Lord God. Because God, he's a real voice. He's a strong voice for you, Lord God. Keep him well and bless us to them. Keep her well. Bless their family. Save their families, Lord God. And save all our families, Lord. Have your way in us, Lord. Help us to really love thee with all our heart, mind, soul, and strength, Lord. Bless each one that's here, Lord. Give us all a safe trip to our home and victory in our homes, Lord. Thank you for the peace of God, Lord. Thank you for your love, your mercy, and your grace, Father. In Jesus' name, for the glory of God. Amen.